I need an assistant. Where's Alice? Has anybody seen Alice?
Did she die this week?
No, Alice didn't die this week. That's horrible. Don't say that.
She did.
I mean, no, she didn't. I left
the housekeeper from the Brady Bunch.
Oh no, not that Alice. Oh. My Alice, my helper monkey.
Oh.
I was wondering where she was because I was like, I got too many things going on here. I got this button to push and that thing over here, and I got to slide this and I got to turn that on. I mean, it's time now for us to do a segment. I don't even have my notes. Hold on a second. You can do something.
No problem.
Hold it up.
I can sit here and twiddle my thumbs, and it'll probably be funnier than this segment usually is.
Wow. Really? Okay, smart guy.
This is Where's Waldo. Right. This is the Where's Waldo of jokes.
No, smart guy, you got it. I'm gone. See ya.
You do it.
The look on his face was like, what? All right, here we go. Let's take a look at the behavior of others, shall we? Let's go to Alabama. 22-year-old. Alabama's not that bad. Although there was a town I was in Alabama for an event, and when I left out of there, I said I will never return to Skunk Fart, Alabama again as long as
I live. That was the name of the town.
That's what I called it. 22-year-old
to the police officer.
It wasn't that bad.
Boy, we'll see you in court next Thursday.
Lindsay Horn of Salem, Alabama, is alive, and we're thinking she's probably going to use her second chance at life to lay off the alcohol. At least I hope so. Lindsay was out in Auburn, Alabama, on Tuesday night, got really hammered.
College town.
She was so drunk.
How drunk was she?
That on her walk home, she laid down to take a little nappy nap, and it happened to be right on some train tracks.
Okay.
How hammered are you that you think the train tracks are a comfy place to sleep?
Yeah.
While she slept, a train came down the tracks and went right over her.
There was enough...
enough clearance.
Enough clearance? Really?
She did not get a single scratch. The police think she survived because she's skinny and because the train only had two engines and one car, not a bunch of freight cars that would probably have sat lower on the tracks. Lindsay was arrested after all this, after surviving that, arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. She should be grateful.
You know, that's the loudest dream I've ever had.
Wow, man, I dreamt that I was run over by a train. Gabriel Garcia of Las Cruces, New Mexico, met 26-year-old woman at a party last week and took her keys. She found him, though, through a friend and arranged to go to his place to get the keys this week. But when she got there, he wouldn't let her leave. Now, there's a real shocker.
What is it? Took the keys, like, so that she would have to deal with him later on or something?
Who
like
knows
that?
What this guy's ploy was. He made sexual advances toward her, and she kept trying to get out. At one point, he went to grab some beer, so she called 911. When he heard her, he pushed her down the stairs. Then he ordered his pit bull to attack her. The pit bull, however, probably smarter than this guy, because he then turned on Garcia and attacked him instead.
Nice!
The woman was able to call 911 again and escape. Garcia was arrested for second-degree kidnapping, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and battery.
Now, nobody deserves to be attacked, but would you go to somebody's house who stole your keys to get them back by yourself?
Nope. I would.
No.
No. I hate to say it, but I would probably take a few friends and
baseball
tools.
Bats, tire irons.
Tools of some of various sorts. And last but not this is horrible. This is a story of a 39-year-old teacher in New York named Joy Morsi. She's married and has four kids. However, as a teacher in New York City, she thought that the best way to really build the relationship with her 16-year-old student was to have an affair with him for a year.
Uh-huh.
She was able to keep the relationship with him a secret until last month when she got so jealous because
he had a girlfriend.
He took a date to the prom, apparently.
Oh, my. Oh,
man. She flew into a rage.
This is someone who's not mentally stable.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So what did she do to get over her upset and being enraged?
Beat up the girl. Beat up the date.
No, she rebounded with another 16-year-old student. The second student came forward after he saw all of the drama and all this kind of stuff. She's been arrested and is now facing up to 8 years in prison. And we can't end this without a Florida story. I'm sorry.
Good job, HR department, on the last one. You did a fine job screening the staff there.
Well, I look on your resume. Everything looks good. Have you ever had sexual relations with your students? Oh, just one. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll go ahead and we're going to put you in Hillsborough County, Florida. A 19-year-old in Florida got into an argument with his girlfriend on Wednesday night, and it turned into a food fight. The guy dumped maple syrup on his girl's head. She responded by squirting the ketchup all over him. Then they both started trashing the house they were in. Since the guy got the first condiment strike, he was the one arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery.
She went to the holding cell all sugary sweet.
Oh, God. I like you. You're nice.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Tom's, too.
A quick look at the news.
Gwyneth Paltrow. This woman.
Uncoupled.
Oh, wait. Gwyneth Paltrow now says that she is fascinated by the idea of water having feelings.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, the rest of the world is fascinated by the idea of Gwyneth Paltrow just shutting the hell up and going away.
How could someone in the public eye say something that stupid?
She's new age, man. Oh,
water
everything has feelings.
Has
water.
Feeling.
Yes. The Tony Awards are Sunday night. But you already know that if you've talked today to that guy in HR who has four cats and just can't quite find the right girl.
Careful.
You know what I'm saying.
Careful. The guy on the other side of the glass is a Broadway fan. He'll watch the Tonys. He's coming up.
Me and my two girls when we go to Connecticut.
Fabulous.
We go to New York. Time on Broadway.
All right.
Dropping four bills for tickets.
Okay. I got you. So you're going to watch the Tony Awards?
No.
Okay, then. Jennifer Love Hewitt is suing a company that used an image of her face in ads without her permission. Fans said that they were shocked because, well, they'd forgotten she even had a face. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
She's gorgeous. What are you talking about? She was just she was just in that TV show. Oh, I get it now. Never mind.
Oh, Lord. You know that's bad when you have to use hand gestures to explain the joke.
I thought you were making a joke about her not having much of a career, but...
Oh, no.
You're making a joke about her other assets.
Good
gotcha.
Thing we don't have a camera in the studio. Gotcha. That hand gesture was something else.
A new study is saying that men who smoke marijuana may have lower sperm count, which is too bad because, you know, seriously, who'd make a better dad than the guy that just wants to sit on the couch, eat pizza, watch The Simpsons, and play video games, huh? That's daddy material right there if I
remember.
Remember,
Brad Pitt has been known to like a smoke now and again.
And he apparently smells like hell. He is horrible. And he apparently just absolutely
you could smell like
stink.
Hell and land Angelina Jolie.
Well,
really?
He's Brad Pitt.
Really?
Bo Bergdahl. Wait a minute. What did I do here? Oh, President Obama said yesterday that he makes no apologies for releasing Sergeant Bo Bergdahl or getting him back, mainly because he's too busy apologizing for everything else he's done as president. Business professionals feel 25% of the time that they spend in the company meetings is completely unproductive. But they go through it because they're free bagels. And they also feel they'd much prefer being unproductive at their desk. That is a quick look at the news for the Friday version. Please use all the information. What?
By the way, it's National Donut Day, and there are no donuts in the building. This has to be rectified.
Well, apparently, if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you can get one for free today.
Dunkin'
really?
Donuts will be open soon in our area, and they, at least in other cities, spend a lot of money advertising on the radio.
Yeah.
Look forward to welcoming them to our happy family of WSAU sponsors.
You can feed the bears, I'm just saying.
My first wife left me because I was a dishwasher, right? Which it was a good job for me. I was the only white guy working in that restaurant. Everybody else working there was black, right? Which was really cool for me because, you know, I always wanted a nickname. But it's a... Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know how your coworkers will come up with a nickname for you, right? Usually it's like a derivative of your name, right? Well, my name's Pat, right? So they all called me Snowflake, right? And we'd laugh and laugh. And, I wasn't quite as tan as I was then, actually. So then I read in a magazine, right? I read in a magazine, if you want to meet new women, you should hang out with a buddy of yours who is less desirable than yourself. I'm a recently divorced dishwasher named Snowflake. All right. Frankly, they're less desirable than me. I don't want to hang out with them. All right, that's my rule. I don't even know where to meet somebody like that. You know, interstate off ramp, I guess. Right? Like, hey, you with the sign? Get in. We're gonna meet some ladies. It'll be great. That's, yeah, leave that cardboard necklace on, man. That'll be your thing, right? So.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.